next home with them.
All of you have been sweet and good, and I hope you have the loveliest of holidays.
Goodbye, Miss Sims.
Goodbye, Jane.
Goodbye, Miss Sims.
Oh, happy holiday, Helen. And thank you all for these lovely gifts. Oh, these flowers. They're Jennifer's, aren't they? Thank you, dear. And the pears, those are from the Brown girls. Thank you, Malvolia.
A beautiful holiday, Miss Sims.
Thank you, dear. And you, Edwina.
Happy holiday.
Nail polish.
Oh, I only put it on this morning. She's meeting a boy, Miss Sims.
Oh, does your mother know?
Not yet, Miss Sims, but she will. Goodbye, Miss Sims.
Goodbye, Velvet, and thank you.
Oh, don't thank me for anything. I ate my pan. I forgot.
Well, it was a kind thought anyway, Velvet.
She's absent-minded. She's always dreaming.
I know. What do you dream about hour after hour?
Things.
Why don't you follow your sister Mary's example? Look, even on the last day of school, she's brought her grandma.
Oh, don't move! My canary! Don't step on Sylvie!
I'll miss the Brown girls.
You had no right to. I'm so furious I could shake you.
But, Dwina, I only wanted to explain about the polish.
So you told Miss Sims I was meeting a boy. It's a wonder you didn't tell her who and where.
I didn't know where.
I'll like crunchies, huh? My treat.
No, thanks.
I could slip my plate out a minute.
Put it back, Velvet. Your teeth will never straighten if you keep pushing it in and out all the time.
Hello, Mr. Hallam.
No more antique.
Take my books home.
Oh, thank you.
You know, man is thoughtless.
That was Ted, wasn't it? Aren't you meeting him?
At the spinney at 4 o'clock.
But you didn't even say hello.
It's public. I'm dignified.
Strange. Not dignified to be polite when you're in love.
Velvet, you're too young to understand some things. Have you ever really felt keen about anything?
Oh, yes. Horses.
What does it feel like to be in love with a horse?
I lose my lunch.
You're a child. Here's where you feel it. It skips a beat. See you at supper.
I wouldn't be cantering that horse uphill.
I don't usually. I was hurrying.
Hurrying? Where to?
No place, just hurrying.
Should be in school, shouldn't you?
Summer holiday started today. Where should you be?
Any place my feet take me. That Sewell's over there?
Mm-hmm. That where you're going?
Mm-hmm.
I live there. My father's the butcher.
That's nice.
I have two sisters and a brother.
That makes it chummy.
What you got?
The whole world. My pa left it to me, all of it.
Hungry?
Did I ask you for anything?
No, thank you.
Didn't mean to be rough with you, but a fella gets tired of people being sorry for him, he gets not to like it.
Losing lunch.
You're feeling all right.
Oh, isn't he beautiful? He's new. I've never seen him before.
Yeah, he's got lots of vinegar, I'll grant you. About 15 too, more near 16 hands, I'd say. He's got speed. Short back, well ripped up. He's a nice mover, all right. He's loose.
David, did you see him take that fence?
Come back, you'll get trampled on.
Whoa!
There, what a lovely boy he is. Oh, you're a sweet one.
You're a pretty one, Velvet.
What's his name, Mr. Reed?
Name? He's a murderous pirate. Not deserving of a name.
Oh, no, not pirate. He's a gentle one. I'll just call him Pie. Oh, you're a pretty one, Pie. You didn't mean to run away.
You're a wizard, Velvet.
May I ride him, Mr. Reed?
Ride this horse?
Oh, please, let me ride him.
Knock this horse, you don't. He's wild as a hare. And what's a lad doing letting a girl throw herself in front of a horse?
But he did try to stop me, Mr. Reed.
Not too hard. Friend of yours, Velvet?
We both think your horse is beautiful, Mr. Reed. Where did you get him?
Bought him cheap at Barnet Fair, but he's got a devil in him. Tramping the roads, my lad.
And if I am, England's a free country.
Free, is it? Well, you better day tour around Sewells. That's a piece of free advice. Our constable don't like odd characters.
But he's a friend, Mr. Reed, and he knows all about horses, and he's coming home for supper.
Velvet, your father won't like it.
I have business in Sewells.
No doubt. Mrs. Herbert Brown. That's very interesting.
Was your father's address book?
Yes, ma'am. I found it among his belongings. His name was Dan Taylor.
You wash your neck, Velvet?
Yes, Mother.
It's soaking. Next time, unbutton your collar.
Mr. Taylor, what do you think of Poon's finch mixture for canaries?
Oh, Mally, he doesn't know anything about canaries.
How do you know?
Do you know anything about canaries, boy?
No, sir.
That's settled.
I'll sick all night. I'll sick all night.
Go on, go on.
I am going on.
You're just rolling it round and round. Now swallow.
Can't. Isn't starting.
Isn't he lovely? He collects insects.
Mrs. Brown, must he wear that bottle to the table? Young man, there's a very strict rule about feeding Jacob at table.
I'm sorry.
Makes a beggar out of him. Where's Edwina?
Meeting that boy. Don't tease her when she comes in.
So sorry for late.
Where's light?
Edwina, this is my tailor. I found him on the Brighton Road. Don't look so shocked, Edwina. He was coming to see Mother anyway. Uncanny, isn't it?
Dwayne's late and I was sick all night.
That's a lie, Donald. You weren't sick.
I could have been sick if I wanted to.
Donald, you told a story, didn't you?
Yes, it was a story.
Well, you know what a story is.
What is it?
Say you're sorry. Well?
He's thinking.
Well, make up your mind.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Well, go on. Sorry for what?
For being sick all night.
A child will make a lawyer.
Velvet, put that back.
It aches me when I eat. It's a devil plate.
Ache or no, that plate costs £4.10, and it's solid gold. How many times must I tell you girls that you have only your faces for your fortunes? Do you want to have a face like a rabbit?
She'd rather have a face like a horse.
Enough, Mally. Now then, you'd something to tell me about your father.
You said that you knew him.
I didn't say anything. You said you had things to talk about.
Well, you must have known him. Why should he have your name in his address book?
I thought you were going to answer that.
Well, to tell you the strict truth, ma'am, I can't. You see, I found the book among my father's belongings after he died. And I thought that since I was passing through Sewell's today, that you, being an old friend of his, that maybe you could... No, thank you. I think I'd better be running along before it gets too dark.
Doc! Forgot to cover the canary!
Well, Valier, you forgot something else, too.
Sorry, Miss Cooper. I have a question for him in.
Mally and her bird.
Well.
Must you go?
Yes, I'm afraid I must.
Where will you go?
If you stay on the road, you're sure to find another town.
Father, how are you feeling? You don't look well at all.
I never felt fitter in my life.
But you don't really look well, Father. Don't you need a helper in the shop just for the summer? There's more sheep come to market in summer than winter.
There may be something in what you say, Velvet. It's quite true there are more sheep come to market in summer than in winter. But however it may grieve you, I feel fine.
No reason why you should go on in the dark, Mr. Brown. There's that small bed in the stable you could have for tonight. You'll find a blanket, too.
It's castle pudding, Mai. Father!
Huh? What?
The age for it. Don't say anything to her.
I don't fancy you working at night, Mrs. Brown. Let it go till morning. You look tired.
Oh, I'm well enough. It's you must conserve yourself, Mr. Brown. After all, there is more sheep coming to market summer than winter.
Now you know there's small sense in hiring that boy, Mrs. Brown.
Hiring? Never crossed my mind. But you could do worse.
7 and 6 a week to make a few deliveries and...
10 bob would be more fair. The boy must clothe himself and save a little.
10 bob? What for? Because he's the son of Dan Taylor? Did you ever hear me ask a favor of any man because I'm the son of my father?
He won't get special favor, Mr. Brown.
Oh, I'll see that he earns his 10 bob, Mrs. Brown. Never fear.
See the girls get to bed, would you, Mr. Brown? I am a little tired.
All right.
This is my driving now. I'm only allowed on Fridays. I've got 2 minutes more driving. Come on, Pye. Gallop.
What's that covering, Mally?
Dwina's knickers that she had for the party.
That don't look like knickers. You see? I always thought Jacob had a little bird dug in him.
He'd better not, Molly. Get down, Jacob.
It's wonderful how Edwina can sleep through all this bedlam.
Easy now, Pie.
Easy now, Pie. Oh, you're a sweet one, Pie.
What is this pie business? A new one?
Father, he's the loveliest thing. You should see him. He never puts a foot wrong.
Who?
Mr. Eade's new horse. I'm in love with him.
You're a fickle woman. I heard you say that about other horses.
But this is the real thing, Father.
Yes, now calm yourself. You'll be losing your supper next.
But this is really different, Father. It just skips a beat here. Like Dwina.
Dwina skips a beat?
For boys.
Oh, for boys. Come on, Jacob. I must take you for a walk. Sleep, girls. Mother won't be in.
Why not?
Just tired. Edwina, you'd better take your clothes off.
Skips a beat, does it? That's the last time I take you into my confidence, Velvet Brown.
May I come in, Mother?
Yes.
Are you angry, Mother? I had to come.
Of course I'm not angry. It's disturbing you, Velvet. You're all lighted up.
Mother, did you know my tailor's father? Perhaps when you were a swimmer, when you were having your pictures in the paper and all that. Way back, I mean.
Way back. You know how I came to swim the channel and have my picture in the paper and all that? It was my tailor's father showed me how.
My tailor's father?
He was my trainer. It was he told me what to do, worked with me for months. Followed me in the boat. Leaned over and fed me. Breathed the spirit into me. Made me do it when I was ready to give up.
Why didn't you tell Mai about his father?
It wasn't the time for it. It was the right time for everything.
But he'd be so happy, Mother. It would give him something to go on with.
He needn't go. He can stay. 10 bob a week in his keep.
Oh, Mother.
It's not charity. He'll work his way.
I know he will. Mother, may I go and tell him?
Tell him he can stay, but no more. We'll not let him trade on his father's name. If the stuff is there, it'll show.
Yes, Mother. Bye. You still up?
Yes, I'm still up. Come in.
I know something, Mai.
You do?
You can stay. Not just for tonight. Mother's managed it. 10 bob a week from your food and keep for helping Father. Isn't it wonderful, Mai? The room may look a little shabby, but you'll find it very comfortable. Really, you will. The floor does that in places. But the bed's good. This yours?
Yes, thank you.
You can fix it up bit by bit in your spare time. You can paint it, perhaps. Pretty as this, and get a nice breeze. In the winter, you can put it down again. You can have a little stove, too.
I haven't said I was staying.
Oh.
I'm considering.
Considering? Don't you know if he'd be happy?
It isn't the happiness of it I'm considering. It's what it'll get me and where.
You see, it's for the lack of considering that people stay poor. Have you ever been quiet for a few hours and just think?
All the time about horses. All day and every night. I want to be a famous rider. I should like to hunt. Ride to hounds. I should like to race. I should like to have so many horses that I could walk down between the loose boxes and ride what I choose.
Do you feel all right?
Oh. That's Miss Ada.
Who?
Miss Ada. She pulls the cart. Meet again? She's a little old and tired. We love her. Don't you love horses?
I hate them.
I don't believe it. You know too much about them.
That's when you really hate something, when you know too much about it.
Perhaps you're just scared by horses. You will stay, won't you, Mai?
Yes, I'll stay. Perhaps it's smarter.
Oh, I'm sure it is. You better get to bed then. Father leaves for the shop early.
I think she wants another carrot.
One is her usual.
No, she wants another. If we don't give it to her, she's liable to snuffle and whinny all night. I'll get it myself.
See, Miss Ada? He's ashamed to admit he likes you. Yourself.
Here.
My, why be ashamed of your feelings? If you like Miss Ada, well, why pretend you don't?
Because I told you I hated horses.
You'll have to get over that, my.
Why?
Because I love them so. Every day I pray to God to give me horses. Wonderful horses. To let me be the best rider in England.
Hello, Albert. Good
morning, Mrs. Albert. I brought Miss Ada, Mother.
Good.
Miss Ada here?
Boy, come, lad.
Sluice the runway.
I have an order for Mrs. Eade. Velvet's brought the cart. You know where the Eade farm is? Up past Table Gully, right close by the seawall.
Father, I'll show him the way.
Nonsense, he must learn by himself.
Please let me, Father. You can get lost on those hullocks. There's the road to Eade's and the road to Tupper's. It's terribly confusing, Father.
Ride'll do her good. Sharpen her appetite.
Yes, it will, Father. Sharpen my appetite. Come on, Mike.
Mrs. Brown, I've been thinking. Now, mind you, I'm not against this tailor lad.
But not for him.
Well, you'll allow that tramping the road's not a proper upbringing for a lad. Would you guarantee there wasn't a bit of lying and sharp dealing about him?
I guarantee there was. But what's the meaning of goodness if there isn't a little badness to overcome?
I figured. Thought I'd lose my way, huh?
Oh, you could. You're a stranger.
Not to the ways of a woman.
My, am I deceitful?
Why didn't you say you wanted to come out here to make a call on a horse?
My, what have horses ever done to you?
Nothing.
But there's got to be a reason.
All right, so I took a spill once. You'd hate him, too, without reason if you had any sense. What's a horse? An animal that earns his keep by breaking his back. I'm a horse, and I'll be one till I use my head again.
Again? Thank you, Mike.
With my eyes.
My, he'll trample someone in the village.
He didn't. But maybe he did. We'll be generous. We'll say that this is 2 feet. Would you say that's 2 feet? Maybe it's a little bit more. We'll call it 2 anyway. You know what that crazy horse did? He leaped Beecher's Brook.
He did? What's Beecher's Brook?
Jacob, leave that meat alone. Leave that meat alone, Jacob. Give me a hand with these, Velvet. Take them down by the gully and wash them off. Might give them more flavor.
Might. What features, Brooke, that the pie leaped?
Forget it. Forget it. It never happened at all. Nice way to deliver meat. Come on, Jacob. Come on.
Time this week your animals cut loose, Mr. Reed.
Aye.
You'll have to make restitution, no doubt. Now, let's see. There's Mr. Hildale's begonias. And over here we have 2 seed frames measuring about 5 by 10 feet.
Aye.
But, however, that doesn't absolve the jeopardy to life and limb or safety to traffic on the King's Highway occasioned by this horse. You are the responsible party, Mr. Reed, because you're the rightful owner.
Not for long.
I see you've been busy in my absence.
Well, I see no great harm in it, Mrs. Brown.
This is a butcher shop, not an auction room, Mr. Brown.
Well, Mr. Reed came in and asked for it as a special favor. Now, how could we refuse him?
We? Mr. Brown, in every sound partnership, one does the work and the other the refusing.
Well, you shouldn't have left me alone so long.
The pie! It's the pie! They're raffling you!
Put your bands back in. Your father's watching you.
Best smell on earth.
A stinking ant just stung me.
Father, is it true Mr. Eads gelding could be won for a shilling?
Well, if you won, you'd lose. What good is the brute? You'd have to feed him and lodge him and pay for all the damage he does.
Father, do take us some tickets, won't you?
Didn't you hear what I said?
But, Father, you don't understand.
Sit down, Velvet. The food will get cold.
I say a stinging ant just stung me.
The child going to keep that up all day?
Where did it sting you?
On my thumb.
Not a moth. Besides that stout thing, they bite.
Eat, Velvet.
What's all this?
For raffle tickets, one for each of the girls and one for Donald.
Boy, are you challenging my authority in this family?
No, sir, I'm buying raffle tickets. You'll have to pick your own numbers, girls. They're nearly all open.
I don't want a ticket.
My, oh, wonderful. I'll take 62.
Me, 119. It's on my brain in letters of fire.
Oh, you're sweet, Ma. I'll have 10.
I'll have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 11.
We'll get the tickets out to dinner and pin them in the Bible.
Boy, it's one thing to outthink a man, but another to outsmart him.
And who will say which is which?
Velvet Brown.
Hello, Mr. Adam.
Velvet, I hear you've been saying that you're going to win the raffle. Are you?
Oh, of course I'm to win.
Ah, you know. And what's the lucky number?
62.
Did your father promise? I can keep a secret, Velvet.
Oh, I promised myself.
Number 62 is bound to come up, isn't it? There's ways of arranging it. And your father's a clever man, eh?
Oh, I didn't bother him, Mr. Hallam. I just arranged it with God.
I'll not waste your time with talk. We're all gathered, and I'll ask my friend Mr. Brown to reach in his hand and determine who's to take home that handsome gelding for the price of a shilling.
Look out, the winning number doesn't stick to Mr. Brown's fingers.
What's that you imply, Mr. Hallam?
I imply nothing. Only there's some here that feel that the horse is now in the hands of the Brown family, and that's where he'll stay.
Aye.
Williams, you've said as much.
Brown, your daughter Velvet's been whistling up and down the village. The horse is as good as hers.
Vel's a pastime. The casting of mud on the name of an honest man.
Never mind.
Hey, Brown! 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 Brown!
Now you'll pick the ticket out yourself.
Brown, you can't make...
I can break your head.
Not lively.
Go on, use it. Go on. Start him up. Well, sing it out.
The winning number is 113.
And mine was 119. Velvet's teeth go.
Take him out, will you, Mike?
Mother, I'm sorry.
A cup of tea will fix you up.
Anyway, I didn't faint, Mother.
Thank you, dear.
Sometimes it frightens me. I see things. I see things as big as life and think they're real. At this moment, I can see plain as day the whole village coming here, bringing me the pie. I suppose it's because I want him so much.
Don't fret. If you see things that way, you'll grow up to be a poet or a prophet. Melvin, they are bringing you the pie.
Yours. Mr. Hallam drew a number that hadn't been sold, so we had to start all over again.
Alum's hand went into the ball, and out it came with 62, your number.
Fate.
The very number Hallam said I was going to pick. The old fool was fit to die. You should have seen the expression on his face.
Huh? Better sleep now. You're all lighted up.
Well, I don't know why I'm so pleased. The joke's on me. I'm saddled with a crazy horse I don't need. If there isn't enough trouble in the world, you people arrange to draw it out of a hat.
Beecher's Brook, that the pie leaped over?
Beecher's Brook is the sixth jump of the Grand National, the greatest horse race in the world.
That's what you measured? With the string off the mutton chops?
It's not over floating around. Just lie down there. Your ma'll blame me.
Mike, would you do something for me?
What?
Just walk the pie up and down, under the windows.
What, and have you crawl out of bed and faint again?
Cross my heart. I'll just shut my eyes and listen.
Coat shiny from sweat, and he needs water. You probably had him over six counties since morning. Your pa wants you home for lunch.
Watch.
Seems you're a bit afraid of it.
It's odd a man should be afraid of his own dinner.
You sure that's enough for dinner, Mr. Brown?
Oh, sure, generous. Two big claws, you and me adults. Donald can scoop in the tail. Child just fiddles anyhow. And the middle part for the girls with a crumb or two for Jacob.
And why?
Huh?
You can't quite accept him in the family, can you, Mr. Brown?
Oh, it's not that. It's... Ow! Ow! Treacherous beast kept me. Mrs. Brown, that's the first time I ever got into trouble listening to you.
He crossed the room in determined strides and stood there looking down at her.
I want my insect bottle.
Shut up and stop being disgusting.
He did not speak for a moment, but his face softened. Oh, Gwendolyn, he whispered, forgive me.
It's in the cupboard. Somebody will use it.
Well, what kind of savagery is this?
Paint.
Only in fun, Father. We thought it would look pretty.
I don't like it. I want my insect bottle. Dwina hit it.
The child doesn't like it. Wipe it off.
I don't mind it.
What does the child mean? First he says he doesn't like it, then he says he doesn't mind it.
You take the saddle, Mike. I'll cool him off.
Where are you taking him, Velvet?
Whoa, water and rub down, Father.
And good oats and good grain, buckets of them. My girl, if your show horse wants to eat, he must work. There's an order you'll take to meet before lunch.
But Father, he does work. Jumping, racing, and leaping. Isn't it a good job of work just to be beautiful?
Boy, harness Prince Charming to the cart, will you? A horse that consumes oats must pull his weight in the home. Velvet, you're worse than Donald. It's a matter of economics, a science of which you know nothing due to your youth. But in a way of speaking, it's a matter of decency.
Donald, will you get down out there?
I want my insect bottle.
Father, he'll bolt.
I'll teach him to bolt.
Whoa, Pie. Whoa.
He is worth his salt.
Whoa, Pie. Whoa.
Steady there.
He'll stop somewhere, Father. I'll catch him.
If you hadn't defied my authority and bought those tickets, we wouldn't have a broken cart. Donald!
Oh, will you stop? It's jammed!
Just breathe.
I told you not to put his insect bottle up there.
Oh, oh! I cut myself.
I only wanted my bottle, but Papa Ann's dead.
I'll have you know that it's both wasteful and sinful to destroy good foodstuffs. You had no call to take the child's bottle. I hope it'll teach us a lesson not to meddle.
If we learned the lesson a little sooner, we'd still have a card.
Pa calm down yet?
He's furious. He won't speak to anyone. He's gone to bed. I'm frightened. Father said he'd send the pie to the knacker's yard for cat's meat. If anybody ever sells a pie, I might as well die.
I don't think he meant it.
Oh, he couldn't. The pie's too wonderful and noble and great.
Great? Do you think that greatness just hatches like Mally's canaries? Someday you'll learn that greatness is only the seizing of opportunity. Clutching with your bare hands till the knuckles show white.
It's all I want for the pie. Opportunity. My, I haven't told you. That stone fence you said was as tall as Beecher's Brook. 3 times this morning he sailed over it.
I ought to be whipped for putting a crackpot notion like that in your head. You'll talk and dream of it until I get sacked.
Mike, could the pie win the Grand National?
Velvet Brown, who do you think you are?
Well, I'm the owner of the pie.
And does that give you leave to go poking your head out amongst the stars, believing you could take the richest, grandest prize a horse ever won? That's for kings, and you're just a wisp of a butcher's daughter in a coal stable late at night when you'd better to be in bed with a doll.
And the pie's a king.
A king in tatters, a king without money or a jockey or a trainer, and your pa wanting to chop him up for cat's meat.
Mike, could the pie win if he had the money, the jockey and the trainer?
He could fly to the moon if he had wings.
But if he had the money and you were the trainer, would you know where to find a jockey?
I don't like the way you're all lighted up. There's something terrible you've done. I feel it.
Answer me, Mike.
Without all the other ifs, I could get a jockey. What then?
Would it be Weatherby's and London Quay horses rented? Would this be the letter to send? Messrs. Weatherby, racing commissioners. Cavendish Square, London. Dear sirs, please, I am the owner of a horse. Could you send me rules of entry for the Grand National Race? I am your obedient servant, Velvet Brown. Is it a proper letter to send, Mike?
You're not sending it.
But I did, last week. Here's the reply. But you won't tear this up, because later you helped me fill it in. Name of horse, and name of sire, and Dan, where purchased, and what the owner's colors are.
But they also tell you that you need 100 pounds, Danner?
Well, we'll come to that later.
Velvet, you know what you're bringing on yourself with this craziness? To get him fit, summer and autumn into winter, you'd be riding.
hard going, heavy going, over fences and over ditches, over walls, till you get weary and worn to a shadow. Up early with him, day in, day out, week after week, month after month, till you destroy yourself with work. For what, Velvet? You can't answer that, can you?
It's his chance to be great. And your chance too, Mike.
My chance will come when your pa sends me packing.
Did Mai put you up to this?
No, Mother, he's against it. He begged me to change my mind.
Are you sure?
Oh, it's the truth, Mother.
Velvet, a dozen times today you might have talked to me and you waited till now. Why? Because large dreams come easier when it's dark and still.
I didn't think of that, Mother.
What will you win if you win?
Money and a cup. But it's not for that. It's for the pie. It's for the glory of it for him. With half a chance, he'll prove he belongs in the history books and not in the knacker's yard.
The Grand National. Large dream for a little girl. Fetch mine.
My mother wants to...
Well, you've done it. Mrs. Brown. It's about that national business she's been touting. It's me that said it was folly. Admit it, Velvet. It's me that was against it.
The expense?
A fortune of expense. £100 to enter, jockey fees, money for a horse van, lodgings at Aintree. But it'd all be folly for nothing.
The horse not good enough?
The pie? Why, it's not only the pie, ma'am, nor the money. It's a score of other things. 30 jumps, the hardest course in the world. The national, the greatest race on earth. Training him month on month, it'd just be folly for nothing.
Tell me, Mike, what's wrong with folly? Come along, Milton. Did Mike say jockey fit?
Yes, Mother.
Doesn't he ride?
Did. Had a spill once, though.
I nearly drowned once in the Firth, but I went back to swimming the very next day.
He must have had a nasty fright, Mother.
So did I. That wears off.
Mai had more than a spill. My trainer.
You thought a heap of him, didn't you, Mother?
There was greatness in him.
And you too, Mother. Often I just sit and wonder about you. I wonder what you're thinking. You don't think like us, Mother. You think back here.
I've seen you do the same. We're alike. I, too, believe that everyone should have a chance at a breathtaking piece of folly once in his life. I was 20 when they said a woman couldn't swim the channel. You're 12. You think a horse of yours can win the Grand National. Your dream has come early. But remember, Velvet, it'll have to last you all the rest of your life.
Money for swimming the channel.
You knew I still had it. Be truthful.
Yes, Mother.
I always hoped I'd find the right use for it. You'll have paper money for the jockey fee and expenses, but this will be for your entry money. We'll use the gold sovereigns for luck.
Oh, Mother, Mother. We'll win for you, Mother.
Win or lose, it's all the same. It's how you take it that counts. And knowing when to let go. Knowing when it's over and time to go on to the next thing.
The next thing?
Things come suitable to the time, Velvet.
Enjoy each thing, then forget it and go on to the next. There's a time for everything. There's a time for having a horse in the Grand National, being in love, having children. Yes, even for dying. All in proper order at the proper time.
Tuck the sovereigns under your pillow for tonight. Say your prayers and get some sleep.
Yes, Mother. But who's going to tell Father?
I'll do the telling.
I don't think your father believes too well in the importance of folly.
Collar for Weatherby. Brush and comb. My, your hands don't even tremble.
Why should they? I've been in London before. £100?
Heavy, isn't it?
I can't complain.
There's an extra half crown in the bag. I saved it. It's for you to spend.
Better let me finish alone. We'll jabber on and the train will leave.
All right, I'll saddle the pie and see you off.
Thanks, dear man.
My lad, you can't say that your big chance didn't come to you in the village of Sewells. Going to London town with 100 golden sovereigns in your pocket. Mrs. Brown wishes you good luck. I wish you a good time.
Goodbye, Mike.
Goodbye, man.
£400, £500, £600, £700.
Making calculations, Mr. Brown?
I am. Calculating how many lamb chops I must hack to make up 100 golden sovereigns. Because I'll lay my 2 years on this block if you ever see the colour of your sovereigns again. Or the hide of Master Taylor this side of Doomsday. That boy crammed everything he owned into that carpet bag.
To know.
What do you want, lad?
Maybe we can do some business. I've got a mountain. I'm looking for a rider.
Gymkhana stuff? County fair?
No, Aintree.
Who are you acting for?
Owners, take it or leave it.
Now, why wouldn't a lad like you go to a place like Manchester to find a rider?
Why'd you mention Manchester?
Because that's where you had your spill, wasn't it, lad? What's your game?
I'm taking these over to Weatherby's in the morning.
He means it. He's serious. Got the papers in his hand. Got the empty money in his pocket.
Yeah, get your hands off of this.
There's no need to get right here, matey.
There's no harm in a little horseplay among horsey men, now is there? Where's the table? No sense in talking on your feet. Think of it sober. This Miss Brown of yours entering a horse what never run anywhere. Why, you might just as lead go down the Thames embankment and take your 100 quid and fling it right in the middle of the river.
Will they mind a fling?
What's the odds? Dropping the money in the Thames would get your name in the paper, but taking you down to Weatherby's to enter a whiskey also gets you nothing. Because why? Because your nag ain't going to win the National.
Mr. Greenford here, he's been picking National winners all his life.
Yes.
Gentlemen, what do you suggest?
Listen with your wits. The horse what's taking the National is in the advance betting now at 40 to 1. Can you count? £4,000 for your measly 100. Well, and all I ask is a little commission.
What could I tell him?
Tell him anything.
What could I tell him?
Tell him you lost the money. Tell him, here. Tell him you had a drink or two in the pub and a couple of touts like us pinched the money. And the day after entry, he slips away, comes up to London, and you lives like quality for the rest of your days. What do you say, son? What do you say? Victoria stuff. Here. What's that? Half a crown? You got this bag watered down?
She gave it to me to spend. Saved it. And she was glad to give it to me.
Generous owner you got.
Old lady's sweet on you, is she? Husky lad.
Not old. Not old. Not old. That's sweet on me. Trust me. Just trust me.
Took me at my word and had a right good time.
Here's the receipt for your money at Weatherby's. And you get £5 change.
Yesterday you calculated how many lamb chops went to make 100 sovereigns.
Yes, and today I'll calculate in mutton head.
No need for too much humility, Mr. Brown.
Everything all right?
Uh-huh.
Did they take the money?
I took it.
Did you find a jockey? But I thought you'd find a jockey, Mike.
Be grateful for what you have, Velvet. You've got the 100 pounds safe at Weatherby's. You've got the expense money. You have the horse.
I know. I ought to be grateful, Mike. But I can't help it. I want it all quickly, because I don't want God to stop and think and wonder if I'm getting more than my share.
Look, the jockey will have to wait. I'll do what I can for you. I'll write a few letters for you to London, but that's all. You bit off a big piece of dream for yourself, Velvet, and from now on, it's your show.
But, Mike, I couldn't do it without you.
The National's no business of mine. Your pa won't stand for me chasing around with a horse.
But did you know what to do and how to train him and what the jumps are going to be like? Well, half the pie's in my heart and the other half's in yours. I swear by the pie that half, whatever he wins, is yours.
Thanks. I'll buy me a bowler hat with my half.
A castle with your half, Mike. The pie's going to win.
Half the sweeps. Tidy. Man could get a real start. Buy himself a livery stable in a lively little town. Drop anchor and raise some young'uns like Donald. All right. You dream of glory for your pie. As for me, I'll take the cash. Now they go twice around the course. That's 30 jumps in all. It's mostly a job of training him to jump and jump and keep going. But he's got heart. He can do it. The first five jumps are thorn fences 4 and 5 feet high.
We can teach him those on the hedges over by Meads. At the third jump here, there's a ditch on the takeoff side. I can dig him one. And then there's also a guardrail.
Tallest one, but it'll be one of the meanest for him. There's a bad drop on the landing side over here. It'll look awful rough to him on the race course. But if we take him over this one often enough, why, it might not scare him so much. Go ahead now, but be careful. Don't jerk his head.
I know. I just sit still as a dummy and let him handle it. Watch.
Are you all right? Huh? Come on. Up you go.
Velvet Brown,
you're wanted home at once.
Is it Donald? It's not Mother. Twin, what is it? What's happened? Somebody else?
It's Ted. They sent him away to live with his aunt in Lancaster.
You mean you're sniveling for a boy? You brought me home for that?
Velvet.
The pie?
Go get a bed.
No bed. There isn't a good one in town. Mike, please. You can help him. He's ours, Mike.
Would you trust me, Velvet? I'm not very lucky. I might guess wrong. But would you trust me?
Yes. You won't hurt him more than need.
Go get some blankets and some whiskey and some more hot water.
So tragedy stalks the house.
Pearson's Weekly came this morning. I put it on your bed.
Not going to bed yet. Atmosphere's too disturbed.
I don't hear a sound in the house.
Don't you think that Velvet will catch her death out there in the stables?
It's not to be helped. She's beside herself. You'll need your sleep, Mr. Brown.
Not at all. When tragedy stalks the house, once in 10 years, I can stay up.
Come in, Mai.
Down, your feet are wet.
Any change? Sit down, Mai, and pour for yourself.
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Excuse me. Worried about the animal?
He's sick.
I wouldn't be surprised if you and Mrs. Brown were sick, too. Matter of a cool 100 pounds with those racing people. What are you going to do, take the carcass to London and demand a refund?
We're not thinking of the money, Mr. Brown.
Not you, Mrs. Brown. You're a woman of deep feelings and faith. I mean Master Taylor's half interest in the winnings.
Mr. Brown, remember once you entered a competition for 5 shillings, which the headmaster posted for spelling? Is it the love of spelling or the love of 5 shillings, Mr. Brown?
Now, that was entirely different, Mrs. Brown.
It was the love of 5 shillings, Mr. Brown. Don't be ashamed of it. Sometimes even money can be a faith.
Haven't set up so late since Donald arrived, which, of course, was late at night.
No need to set up, Mr. Brown. Tragedy can stalk the house without assistance.
I sleep too much.
I'll decide upstairs.
Is the child in the habit of coming down at this hour? You heard your mother. Back to bed.
I only fall asleep.
That is the general purport and intention.
I've been sick all night.
You haven't.
Why haven't I?
Now, don't let him start whining.
You changed my sheets in the middle of the night, and the new ones was cold.
I changed your sheets for other reasons. Now, get on.
I must have been sick all night.
Up and you'll be down. Haven't eaten, haven't slept. Is it fair to impose illness on a household?
Oh, I won't be ill, Father. I'll show you. I'm quite well, like the pine. I could sit up 1,000 nights. I'll be late for school.
Are you letting her go to school, Mrs. Brown?
If that's what she wants.
Well, you think school is the place for her today?
I like the spirit that makes her want to go after sitting up all night.
She'll collapse by afternoon.
She'll be home in 30 minutes, Mr. Brown. This is Saturday and there is no school.
Today we'll teach him the canal jump. That's a bad one. There's a brush fence and a sharp turn. That's the teaser, the turn. We've got to teach him not to run out. He's almost got to start turning while he's in the air. If we can teach him the canal jump... we'll have taught him plenty. Here. It's over here. I'll show you. There's a guardrail here and a ditch 6 feet wide and a hedge 5 feet high. But the real danger's here, right at the turn. That's where they pile up. That's where they go wild. That's where things happen. We'll start him on it this morning. We'll take him on the hedge over by Tupper's.
Steady, steady now. Careful.
No. You can't start him straight off. You'd run him into the canal. Turn him, I told you. Turn him. That's good. That's good. He's well away. That's the canal turn. That's it. Good boy. That's the fastest time yet.
Look at that velvet. Paper horses just before the Grand National.
I've been neglecting them. Somebody's been changing these all around. Who's been at my box?
Me.
I. You too?
Good evening, Ede. Come in.
Expected to see more excitement tonight.
There's nothing to be excited about.
When are you leaving?
5 o'clock in the morning.
Before breakfast.
Got any tips on the Grand National?
A pie.
In that case, I'll put a pound on him.
That's a pound wasted.
You can't let down the own colors. Pound to win.
Thank you, Mr. Eade. I'll put it here in the book with the other bets.
Other bets?
You're the ninth one that's been here.
Mr. Jenkins bet 3 pounds.
Didn't know Mr. Jenkins had 3 pounds. Well, good luck, Velvet.
Thank you.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night. Our fool and his money are easily parted. It's bad enough to see this family wasting its money on hired horse fans and fancy jockey silks. But when I see the village of Sewells throwing good money after bad, it's enough to make me lose my faith in humanity.
I'm glad to hear you've got faith in humanity, Mr. Brown. As for me, I'd sometimes sooner put my faith in a horse.
Tell me that one.
Bedtime, Donald.
I'm busy. We're all busy. Tell me your horse.
One more.
All right, this was a horse called Moifa. Came from New Zealand on a big ship. Now, they sent him around the world. And finally, one day, the ship went down. And the horse swam off to an island. Now, there wasn't anything to eat on the island. So the poor frightened horse ran up and down the seashore, gazing out at the sea.
And then what?
And he cried and whimpered and neighed for help.
The horse did?
Mm-hmm. You see, there wasn't anything to eat on the island but salt grass and salt water and him used to a good stable.
Did he die?
No, he...
Yes, he did. I know he did.
Well, some fishermen saw him and fetched him. He won the Grand National that year.
He died. He died on that island. I know.
How do you know?
I was there.
You weren't. You weren't born.
I was born. I was born.
That's a story, Donald.
You weren't born. You were a star.
I wasn't a star. I was born and I was there and that horse died. He died on that solid place. And he lay down and his eyes was dead and he died. I know he did. He died. He died. He died.
Hysterics. Past his bedtime. Velvet, bedtime.
Bedtime now? But I just ate my supper.
Go to bed, Velvet.
Good night, Father.
Good night, Velvet.
Night.
Night. Good night. We're almost ready.
Will you forgive me for what I said about the pie when he was sick?
Of course, you didn't mean it.
Goodbye, Velvet.
Goodbye, Molly.
Don't forget the canary catalog from Finch's.
Goodbye, Donald.
Bring me back a monkey!
You'll be proud of the pie, Mother.
I want to be proud of you.
All right, push.
You you'll understand I'm not a frivolous man, but I'd like to risk a couple of pounds. You put it on the pie for me.
Yes, sir.
And I'll not be angry if you say nothing to the missus about it. Good luck, my boy.
Father, do you mind about all this?
I'm not angry, Velvet. Run along with you. All right, go on.
Again, the letter.
Oh, why don't you settle back and try to sleep, Velvet? We've got a long, long trip ahead.
Oh, please. Ivan Tarski. I wonder what he'll be like. It's important. Ma, do you think he's going to like the pie?
Yes, he's going to like him, all right. A jockey knows a good horse when he sees one.
Well, how do we know these clothes are going to fit him?
All jockeys are same size, same brain, same vision, seeing the world from the height of a horse. Velvet?
Oh, just this once, my. I've got all the rest of my life to wear them.
Carlo, a good horse. The great Count Carlo, they call him. He jumped like no jumper I ever see. Where is he? Dead.
What's he talking about, Mike?
A foreign horse who was supposed to ride dropped dead on him. That's bad luck, Mr. Tasky. But you've got a fine mount now. The Pie's a great horse.
This Severione believes he has passed horse. Such a little girl.
Her money's as good as anybody's.
I have not seen it yet.
There's your money in advance.
My papers.
Clarence papers, Velvet. We'll take them around in the morning.
So, business is finished. Tomorrow I ride your horse. Tomorrow night I take train to Seaport.
You're a man for speed, Mr. Tasky. Don't you like England?
I must like England, too. Your food, your climate. It kill Count Carlo. It can kill me, too. Little Tasky goes home tomorrow night.
You forget that when Miss Brown leads you in the winter, you'll want to stay around for the fun. Now, Velvet...
Little girl. Only in England can it happen that a child brings a plow horse from the field.
I know you must feel pretty bad now, Mr. Tasky, about having lost your mount. That was bad luck, but wait till you see the pie. Look, finish your food and we'll go around and pay up.
Tonight? You're serious?
Why not? You can see the horse, say hello, get the feel of him.
Shake his hand, give him a visiting card, make a bow.
Mr. Tasky's right, Ma. It would be foolish. Foolish to go out there tonight. And just as foolish for you to ride him tomorrow, Mr. Tasky.
Velvet.
You may be a fine rider, Mr. Tasky, but the pie would know your heart's not in it. He would know you don't believe in him. And he'd say to me, why did you bring me a rider who doesn't believe he can win?
What you call crazy, eh?
No, what you call the truth, Mr. Tasky.
Everywhere.
Tried everything. Asked everybody. No jockey. Looks like there'll be no race tomorrow for the pie. Oh, the waste. Sickening waste of it on a scatterbrained dream. Snow, slush, mud. Mornings, nights, Sundays. Soreness of your back, the rawness of your hands and your face in the wind. Searching for weeks for a rider, and then you say, no, Mr. Tasky, thanks, goodbye.
But, Ma, that man Tasky lost the race tonight. You know that. He just didn't believe. And what good's a jockey only riding for the fee?
He's a rider. Things happen in a race, you know.
Not with the pie. He would know.
You know, when I take him, put him in the van, and take him home before he's had a chance to try his legs on the course.
Why don't you ride him, Ma?
You want to know why? I'll tell you why if you want to know. It's been going around in my mind all night.
No.
Yes, I'll tell you. I was a jockey. And I rode at Manchester one fine day. There was three of us going for the final jump together. And I saw a chance to win the race and I took it. It was me that did it. And there was a tangle. Tangle of reins. Jockeys. And one of them got killed. That's why I don't ride anymore, because I'm afraid. I'm all soft and yellow inside, so I don't ride. That's why I'm no good to you when you need me most.
No, Mai. It's you kept me going. You breathe the spirit into me. There's greatness in you, Mai.
There's nothing in me.
Oh, no, Mai.
Come on, Pai. We're going home.
Tough luck, old boy.
You're never going to have a chance to walk in that paddock. And it's all my fault. Because if I wasn't a yellow coward, I'd ride you myself. But you wouldn't know me if I rode you. I'd say, that isn't my tailor. Because I'm always down here on the ground. Never up there on your back. Now, Pi. Tomorrow you'll not have the chance. For you and I'll go flying around that course like the devil himself is at our heels. And up there somewhere watching it be the king and queen.
What in the name of all that's crazy are you doing?
Isn't it perfect?
Perfect for what?
Oh, my, it's a wonderful idea. You'll have to cut my hair, but the clothes are just right. And the description on the clearance paper fits.
Well, but the Grand National is no game for a little girl.
But they'll never know I'm a girl. If you cut my hair, I'll be exactly right.
You'll get your stupid, silly little neck exactly broke.
The pie will take care of me. My, please don't be angry. You know the pie would burst his heart for me.
And 40 horses and riders ready to trample you over. I'll not let you ride, Velvet. I won't let you do it.
But he'll be an enchanted horse with invisible wings to take him over every jump if I ride him.
Velvet, I'm going to ask you a question now, and I want you to think it over before you answer me. Suppose I told you now that I found a rider.
I should still want to ride myself. My, I know you're angry, but you'll understand. If you ever rode a horse again, you'd want to win. That's how I feel.
So now it's the glory of winning you want for yourself, is that it? You want to ride your race, take your risks, and win. You want to win over them all in sight of the world. Velvet Brown before the king and queen, is that it? Well, perhaps you're right. Perhaps that's what I'd want if I'd ever ride again. Someday I may get the chance. All right. You ride.
Oh, my, I knew you'd see all
things
you
want. There's lots we have to do. You've got to be Ivan Tasky.
I've been all over it. The description will be all right. Eyes blue, hair brown. He'll have to cut my hair. Here. If I won't mind you using his, this is on my name. Go ahead, Mike. Cut it quite short at the back.
I wished your mother were here.
She is here. She's inside me.
Velvet, you'll be disqualified at the end when they find out you're a girl. You'll have to forfeit the prize money, and maybe we'll send you to prison for fraud. But if there's any trouble, you tell them it was me that did it, you understand? It was me that put you up to it. It was my idea. I made you do it.
There won't be any trouble, Mike.
You're going to ride. There's a lot of tricks of the race you'll have to learn. Don't worry about the start. Get off as fast as you can and then jump sure and clean.
Yes, Mike.
And you go twice around the course. That's 30 jumps in all.
Yes, Mike.
I might as well start at the beginning. The first jump is just a plain hedge jump, and then...
My, don't tell me anymore.
Well, you've got to know the order of the jumps and the tricks of the race. There's a lot to know.
It's no use. Everyone riding out there tomorrow will know more than I do. It's no use, Mike.
Do you think a race like this is won by luck?
By knowing the pie can win and telling him so.
Mouth shut and your eyes down. Sit down there. Sit down.
My, they're staring. They're whispering.
Let them whisper.
I've seen you somewhere. New Market last year?
I've been about.
I thought I knew you. Pretty young, ain't he?
Latvian. They teach them pretty young over there. You know, like for the Russian ballet.
Oh. Going to waltz over the course, matey?
Better save your breath. He doesn't speak English.
What's his horse?
The Pie.
Never heard of him. Where's he been running? The merry-go-downs.
Ah, come on, Beasley. Gonna ride the National in the spin with England.
Wait.
10-7.
10-7.
They're going to ask you your weight, and then they're going to put you in the chair.
I thought he didn't understand English.
Well, he's got to learn sometime, hasn't he?
All right, off you go. Chair. Chair.
Sit down. Come on. Wait.
10 even. Doesn't speak English. Latvian lad. Job this. You'd think he'd never seen a scale before.
9, 13, and 11.
9, 13, and 11.
Penny piece and a half.
Penny piece and a half.
All right. Come on.
So. Dull of comprehension.
Wait.
10-4.
I'm going over and saddle the Pie now, and I'll meet you in the center over by the hedge.
Oh, where?
Over in the middle of the paddock, and keep your mouth shut. Don't talk to anybody, please.
Again, the Grand National has brought contestants and spectators from all the corners of the world. We have perfect weather, too, for the most hazardous of all races. There are 32 entries ready for a grueling 4.5 miles over 30 hair-raising jumps. And operating past the stands. Yes, there they are. A handsome show of the best jumpers in the world gathered here from Ireland, France, America, Spain, India, and half a dozen other countries. There's Blue Tommy, the favorite, number 4th in line. Ebony Star, number 9, with Martin Trilby up. Number 3, Miracle Lad, ridden by Cudder Hay. Number 17, Tantibus. There's a good long odds chance.
This is where I leave you.
Mike, I can't.
You beat them all. Think of your mom.
Come on, yes. Come on, Mexican. Here. I'll be the right foot stop. 10-1 out of this stall. With the ball, ready? Him? Ask out to take 20 pounds of Ebony Star and 10 if you can get it. What price would you go there? I'm going to say.
Jimmy Craig.
Hold to it. There, mate. 21 one of the stall. Oh, that all got too much.
Come on, Ben. Cross time. All right. Breakfast, half brownies, way cost time, number 649.
All right, gentlemen. Let's get this done as quickly as possible. No rushing now. Steady, number 13. No hurry. And I'm going in a sprint, you know. This is almost a 5-mile race. Take your time, number 16. Doesn't get dark till 6 o'clock, you know. Get him in. The 14 back. Back, that's it. Bring up 31.
Dooley, can't you keep that Irish horse quiet? You're in England now.
Take it easy, number 8. Steady now. Steady.
Approaching Beecher's Brook.
It's Beecher's, Billy. Here comes Beecher's. Nothing to be frightened about. Just like the hedge at East Meadow.
What's happening at Beecher's? Who's down?
The slightest idea. Can't see a thing.
Going over the 7th. I shall now turn you over to Tom Foley at the canal turn.
This is Foley at the canal turn. Here they come. Blue Tommy, Faraday, Ebony Star, Paulson, Antibus. Wait, something's wrong. Moon, Ray, and Jumping Star are down. Others are refusing. They're running out.
What's happened?
Something wrong at the canal turn.
What's wrong at the turn? Who's fallen? Who's down?
Don't know. Can't see a thing.
Past the canal turn. Where's the pie?
The who?
The pie! The pie!
Never heard it. They're approaching the 13th jump. Lou Tommy's in the lead.
The water jump. The favorite Blue Tom is still in the lead. Ebony Star's in second place. Here they come. Oh, it's a beautiful sight as they soar over the pink water.
Come on, Bud! She made it! Taking like a champion! That's the girl! That's the girl, Velvet!
Ebony Star!
Hang on!
Coming around again, the last lap. Blue Tom is still in the lead. Ebony Star is second. Yugata's losing ground. They're not as fresh as they were. They're tiring. It's a long, hard race.
Oh, Pi.
I don't know if you're interested, but my horse, Ebony Star's doing jolly well.
Come on, Pi.
I hope it wins. I've got 50 quid on it.
Velvet! Velvet!
the favorite. He's down. Blue Tom is out. He's out.
Good. That leaves my horse, Ebony Star, in the lead. Jolly good, what?
Well, where's 28? Where's the pie? Where's 28?
I know, somewhere out there. I don't know. Again.
That's Philip Beecher's. They're piling up. Four, five, no, six of them. Others refusing. Beecher's took a toll today.
Who's over? Who's over Beecher's? Where's 28?
Doing well. Keep it up, boy. Keep it up.
Where's the pie? Where's 28?
I don't know.
Has she fallen?
Red. Solid.
Here they come again to the canal turn. With Blue Tommy out of the race, it's Ebony Star, Ragaway, Silver Puff, Cantabus.
Coming up on the far side. He's coming up fast. I can't quite see who it is. It's number 28. 28, it's the pie. 101 shot. The pie in fifth place.
I say, old boy, what was that number you were interested in?
28, 28.
Still out. Just saw him take the jump. Doing jolly well in fourth place.
What?
Ebony Star is still leading with Tantum a second, Faithful Lad, and the Pie are neck and neck in third place.
Come on, Velvet! Hang on, Velvet! Come on, Pie!
And approaching the 30th, the last jump. Ebony Star, Tantabus, the Pie.
The Pie, you've gone national. Oui.
I'll repeat that. Just as the Pie passed the post, the rider slid to the ground. This is an infraction of the rules, and unless I'm much mistaken, an objection will be lodged.
Wait, something's wrong.
Objection flag is up. Here it is. Rule 144 states that the winning jockey must not dismount before he reaches the enclosure. Question now is whether the objection will be sustained.
Put your screens round. Constable, run for one of the stewards, quickly.
Very good, sir.
Is she all right, sir?
She only fainted, exhausted. Oh. She? What do you know about her?
Hi! Urgent bulletin. Astounding rumor circulating track. Is winning jockey a girl? We're checking.
I know it seems absurd, but the rumor's gaining credence.
Excuse me, sir.
Read it.
Yes. The head steward reports for your information that the course doctor finds the winning jockey is an adolescent female.
I'm a doctor, sir, and believe me, that's a girl.
A girl, ladies and gentlemen. A bit of a girl clutching the neck of a bandy-legged outsider streaked across the line to win the greatest race in turfdom. A girl wins the Grand National.
Objection has been sustained. The pie is disqualified. Ebony Star wins. Tantibus second. Faithful Lad third.
Best in the world, Mother?
Yes, dear. The best in the world.
I say, Brown, what's the bow tie for?
Lord Derby wears one just like it. He's got a couple of champion race horses, too.
And has he got a daughter who's going to prison for fraud?
Perhaps you'll be surprised to learn there won't be any charges. Englishmen treat their heroes better. They were satisfied to disqualify Velvet and the horse.
Huh. And made her forfeit all the money.
Would you expect them to be both forgiving and generous?
Tell us more about your sister Velvet. When she was a little girl.
Sometimes she doesn't wash her neck.
Yes. Well, tell us something nice.
Yesterday I caught a stinking ant. I ate it.
What?
What?
It said I could eat it. Take my picture.
All right. Smile. I see you've lost a tooth.
Uh-huh. I swallowed it in my soup pudding. See?
That's what you said you'd swallow.
Oh.
And
now about these telegrams. Decisions must be made. Cablegrams, too, it's become an international matter. Offers for Velvet and the Horse, the cinema, the American Wireless, the music halls. Our daughter's famous.
Famous.
There's fortunes of money in this.
Are we in need of money, Mr. Brown?
Am I to understand you've taken to despising money, Mrs. Brown? Have I ever argued a man need worship it, but then again need he despise it?
He's making too much money too quick.
Would you have a man make too little too slow?
We could let Velvet decide.
Let a child make such an important decision?
It's in her to do the right.
Ah, you'd sway the child.
Put it to her yourself, Mr. Brown. Velvet?
Yes, Olive?
Would you come down a minute?
You want me, Mother?
Now then, Velvet, it seems you're famous. All this excitement at Aintree. You liked it, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
Well, there's going to be more of it.
More? Oh.
Wouldn't you like to go to America and act in the cinema?
You mean leave here? Leave school and Don Milton and everybody? And Maya and the pie?
Oh, they'd take the pie along. They want him, too.
Might be fun for us to go and see me doing things in the pictures. Donald would love it. But the pie? He wouldn't understand. Oh, no, he's better here, safe in the fields.
What's the good of that? You didn't run the National alone. They want the horse, too.
To stare at? Do they want me to pretend he's a human and knows how to be funny? Is that it, Mother?
It's your father talking to you, Velvet.
Is that it, Father?
If a horse and rider does something that's never been done before, is it strange or wicked for people to want to stare? Or newspapers to want to write?
But I can't drag him about for people to stare at. If you could see what he did for me, he burst himself for me. When I asked him, he burst himself more. And when I asked him again, he doubled it.
And would it burst your own foolish heart to stare at an account of £5,000 in a solid bank?
I can't help it, Father. I'd sooner have that horse happy than go to heaven.
Run along now, Velvet, and change your dress.
Well, your mother says to run along, so it's all right. It's all right.
Your braces, Velvet.
Is that a good reason for throwing away a fortune? Unwilling for people to stare at a horse?
That'll be a dispute to the end of time, Mr. Brown, whether it's better to do the right thing for the wrong reason or the wrong thing for the right reason.
Now you... you unpacking?
Go on, I'm leaving, Mr. Brown.
Leaving? But why? Where?
Nowhere special.
You're not taking to the empty roads again.
They're enough if they belong to you. My pa gave me every road in the kingdom, and now I'm ready to look them over. I'll be back one day.
Don't understand you. And then again, perhaps I do. Perhaps you're right, Mai.
You know, that's the first time you've ever called me Mai. It's always been my boy or me lad, but never my name, as if I didn't have one.
I get your meaning, Mai, but there's character to be considered when a man takes a stranger under his roof.
Rightly so.
Because there was a certain watchful sharpness about you. But I was wrong, and I'm sorry.
No, you were right. I was waiting for my big chance, waiting to find out how I could best use you.
Oh, I don't blame you. These days, a lad must look ahead. I'm in something different. To be frank with you, I thought you'd steal that 100 sovereigns.
I nearly did. Goodbye, Pi.
You You did, eh? Well, why didn't you steal them? What kept you from it?
I don't know. Perhaps it was the village of Sewell's. Or the pie, Miss Ada in her stall. Maybe it was Donald, Mrs. Brown. Perhaps it was Velvet, I don't know. Maybe someday I'll know. If I was a thief, he could quarter and search me.
Did you say goodbye to Velvet? Does she know you're going?
I told her someday I'd be leaving. Mr. Brown, I don't like goodbyes. Would you say goodbye to Velvet for me? Would you say goodbye to Jacob and Donald? Mrs. Brown. Mrs. Brown, she's a fine woman. I don't have to tell you that. There's nothing better I'd like than to go away with her thinking well of me.
She does. God bless her. Jacob, how can there be so many currents in such a little puddle?
Remember the night we talked in the attic? Remember how we said things come suitable to the time, all in proper order? Tonight I was proud of you. When we asked you about the telegrams, you knew that the race was over and it was time to go on to the next thing. Would you not allow the same for my tailor? It's time for him to leave Velvet and make his way in the world. But would you say, don't go, my, because I'll be unhappy? The world's opened up for him again, Velvet. He'd shut himself away from it before, he was angry with it. But that's over. I think he'll come back.
That's what he said, Mother. He said, only way to come back is to go. But, Mother, we've never told him what he asked, what he wanted to know. His father. Remember, Mother, how he wouldn't tell him because it wasn't the right time? Now shouldn't he know, Mother?
He deserves to. He's earned it.
Let me tell him, Mother. He can't be far up the road if I could find him. Please, Father.
That child's more yours than all the rest, Araminte. That child's got something.
Sometimes you haven't known how to value it.
I knew how to value you once, Araminte. Didn't I?
Yes, you did, Herbert. Although that might have been the bubble and squeak of the channel swim.
Oh, you know it wasn't. Perhaps I lost my head a bit about those telegrams. It's like the sweepstakes you read about that break up the home. But we're not going to let all this to-do break up our home, are we?
You always was a nice chap, Herbert. Nothing's going to break up this home, not even if you do lose your head. It'll be easier if you keep it.
You see that I do. You know, the way I act sometimes, I feel I belong in Donald's bottle.
Can't! No room!